thoughts after that? Must be incredibly disappointing how that went.
Yeah, and it really is annoying to always talk about something disappointing. I mean, I think that's the word we heard most in the last weeks. So I mean, if you see the results, if you see how the game went, it's obviously the word that fits to it and describes it pretty good. But we need to stop this because it's tough to have this several weeks in a row. And I think in the last games it was more that we had still good performances, but that results weren't fitting, and for that it was disappointing. But today, I think just that there were some periods in the game that are totally not what we consider to be our football, and that made us really weak today.
You seem a little bit angry. Maybe don't mind me saying that, but is there a bit of that in the dressing room after all?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's, I think now, I just heard one win in the last 11 games. I don't know if that's right, but something like this. Of course, then you get annoyed a bit because you miss the winning feeling. That's just something that makes you happy and gives some positive energy. So for that, I think each and everybody has the right to be angry. But it's up to us what we make of this and what we turn this angriness into in the next games.
I guess we were all hoping after such a long run without a win that once you'd won here against Sheffield Wednesday, is that worrying rather than angry? Is it worrying that after that point you haven't been able to pick up any points since?
I mean, of course, everybody hoped that this might have been a turning point and that we managed to have a home win, I don't know, in 3 months, something like this. But we knew that the upcoming games would be tough and would still be hard. And I think nobody underestimated, especially not a game at Leeds, especially not Brentford, because we know how well they are. And they've been, before this game, 1 point ahead of us on the table, I think. So everybody knew what it was about. But it's just annoying to not get, the results and to not, for not being able to start. To start something, to get the feeling back that we had after the first international break.
How difficult is this result also off the back of all the stuff we had on Thursday, whatever it was, about people being unhappy about various things in the regime and the dressing room, and we had the crowd sounding pretty angry tonight? I mean, what is the mood like after that result and given the last few days?
Yeah, I mean, certainly I think everybody can imagine that the mood is pretty angry, disappointed, and I think that everybody in the club, especially the fans, have all right to be disappointed with us, to be angry with us. I can totally understand their reaction because they're coming here having also some expectations, want to see a good game, want to see us getting some points, and I think we underperformed today.
We've spoken a lot about you losing distance on the top of the pack and, you wanting to challenge this year. What point do we start worrying about what's happening below and you getting sucked into a relegation battle, which would be horrendous?
Yeah, I think there has been a time that we were in the playoffs, even though it was a short time. There has been a time, but that's the past. And that's, I don't know, more than 2 months ago, I think. So right now we have to accept where we are on the table and focus on the situation, that it's low mid-table, I would say, and stop dreaming about something and just be realistic and do what it takes to improve a situation.
You've got two huge away games now, two sides both in the bottom three. How big are they? And I mean, what do you need from those two games? Is it enough just to avoid defeat twice?
I'm not a huge fan of saying that we want just to avoid a defeat. I think everybody knows if you're playing against teams from this region of the table, that it's going to be hard, that it's going to be a difficult struggle, that they will fight for everything because it's, for them, the situation is, of course, a bit more dangerous and serious than for us right now. But we have to do all that it takes to keep the distance to them. Of course, for that, a draw is okay, but it's not what we're there for. We're there to get 3 points from there. I think from both of those games, we know it's hard, and away games are never easy. But we know, or we have shown in this season, even though it's a bit ago, that we are capable of winning away, and we just need to get back to that and I wouldn't want to settle for just two draws. I think it's not just me, but everybody wants more. But still, we have to play it as a normal game, because I think today we might have been a bit too nervous. And for that, especially the first half was disappointing and was not good.
So you're quite happy that you guys are equipped enough to get stuck into a battle that's probably going to be at Birmingham and at Burton?
Yeah, of course. I think we have this. I think it's no doubt about the quality and about that we're capable of doing it. It's just that we have to bring it on the pitch. We've shown several times also during this season, also in games that we might have lost, but that we are capable of doing what it takes to play those games, that we know what to do, but we have to accept what we have right now and know that then, right now in our situation, the hard work on the pitch comes first. And of course, I think right now with this situation, nobody expects that we are playing the best football and that we're winning each and every game 5-0. It's first of all about being compact, being pretty disciplined against the ball, and then get the most out of those games. But as I said, the hard work will come first in the next weeks, and it should be in each and every game. But I think today we tried to work, but we didn't bring all that we wanted on the pitch.
And tell me, the team spirit in there, what is it like? Is it strong enough? Is everyone still pulling in the same direction?
Of course, there's no doubt about the team spirit and about the togetherness that we have in the squad. Of course, this is always challenged when times are hard, times are rough, and things don't go the way they're supposed to go, or you hope them to go. Of course, in the period we had, everybody was happy. You're coming to train and with a smile, and you have this carry this through the week. You're being positive. You're sometimes lucky in the games and had some fortunate wins. But right now it's of course a different situation, but still the spirit is all right. But of course you're in a different mood, and we should just know how to deal with it and not let it annoy us too much. And then when the first passes, for example, don't work, when the first teams don't work, get too annoyed and stop doing what it takes. We still have to know that we have to put in the work that is required all the time, and no matter if the situation before has been good or bad.
The first time I've had to speak to you since your new contract.
Yeah.
I know it's probably not the best time to talk about it, but I mean, in terms of that, how happy were you? Were you surprised that it came along so quickly?
Of course, I've been a bit surprised. I was happy about it, really grateful, and that's why there was no doubt for me that I wanted to take this.
Thanks for talking. Appreciate that.